the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, time for us to... This is sort of a combo effort here on the Countdown Show on Good Day. My staff, my group that's on the air with me on Good Day, go through the issues, the charts, if you will, for each week, and give you our take on this as if it were a regular talk radio program, because that's really why you listen to this, because you want to know what's big in regular talk radio circles. And for years and years and years, I used to have hosts on the program, and we'd go through sort of co-hosting the issues and talk about their take. And then we started, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9 years ago, taking excerpts from various good talk radio programs and hosts around the country to make the point. All right, this is an example of issue number one, talked about on the air on this station, issue number two, and so forth. And then I thought it was time for us to change a bit. So I've asked my colleagues, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, to spend some time here this week talking about the list. I'm going to go through the list for you now. The top stories, according to Talkers Research, a lot of sports activity at number 10. That's not unusual. At number 9, the Obama overtime regulation, changing that. At number 8, the TSA problems that we've been discussing this week. At number 7, what's going on in Brazil and the Zika virus, trouble with that. Number 6, what's going on in the Middle East. Number 5, continuing conversation about the gender laws and what's legit and what isn't there. Facebook and the Egypt air crash and the presidential race all are in the top 10. The activities of the candidates for president, though, including Donald Trump's interview with Megyn Kelly and the battle between Bernie Sanders and the Democratic National Committee, actually, understandably, the most talked about things this week on News Talk Radio. And then the downing of the flight, early suspicions that it's a terror attack, the Facebook thing and Glenn Beck's play on that. What do we think about that? Glenn Beck, well-known, well-suited, entertaining, intelligent talk host, to the right, has done different things with his program over the years, is considered a maverick, isn't one of the mainstay. When you think about the talk radio people, he works for a company named Premier. At least his radio program is syndicated by them. Same people that syndicate Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. So there is there's a clan, but there isn't a clan. Because most people, when you get right down to it, if the truth be told, and I say the average talk radio station that may be owned by iHeart, formerly Clear Channel, would have a local program on in the morning. Then they do Glenn Beck, which is their property. Then they do Rush Limbaugh, which is their property. Then they do Sean Hannity, their property. And then often you find Mark Levin in those circumstances, maybe less and less John Batchelor. Dave Ramsey shows up on a lot of these stations. But in terms of who in that category of national right-wing host, Beck is considered, I'm using the term maverick because that's nice. There are other discordant things that are used to describe him, words that aren't used for Limbaugh, and they aren't used for Hannity, and they aren't used for Levin. But in terms of what he, you know, he's not talking about the issues the same way those guys might, but he certainly has a right-of-center approach to things. And he was, I think, one of the first people to get on to Zuckerberg, was he not? One of the first that heavily criticized Mark Zuckerberg and his company, supposedly. And I don't even know how this came about. Who was the first person to point out, where did we first see or hear that allegedly Facebook was doing things to tweak right of center stories?
Actually,
Gizmodo, that's right, too. Right,
employee was a whistleblower, an anonymous whistleblower.
Yeah, what did he actually say?
No one would have known anything if that employee hadn't started spilling the beans.
Well, what do we know? Well, other than what he said, apparently what he said and what really is done isn't the same thing. At least if you listen to Zuckerberg, and Beck seems to be buying the story of it not being on purpose or intentional. It just happens that some of my employees are lazy. I mean, that's kind of what I heard. They leave and they don't do. Isn't that what that amounted to?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that original employee, it made it sound like it was an actual algorithm that Facebook paid to have written to ignore conservative stories. And it turns out it's not that. It was actual
just
human.
People.
It was human oversight.
Yeah. So, but does that tell you about the bias in general of people working there? If it's even if it's a mistake, it seems to have been, and I don't even mean the term setup mistake, but it is because of the mindset, it didn't seem important. If I'm reading this or reading between the lines a little bit, they didn't care enough about it to give it
that's
a fair shot.
But on the on the left, people put the Black Lives Matter movement on the far left, and that never made it on trending on Facebook because Zuckerberg said that whoever the curator was, that's what they're called when they run these shifts, the curator didn't think it was a big enough story. So
it's really
it went
weird
both ways.
Yeah, and the Facebook stories that trend, I mean, I was just looking at them going, okay, really? I mean, these are stories that are like sometimes three or four days old.
Okay, so what are you give us an example of what you're saying.
So today I just happened to look. And while Sarah Ramirez is trending because Grey's Anatomy just aired their season finale, she's leaving Grey's. That makes sense. The Mitt Romney story is also trending about he's ending his efforts to end the third-party presidential campaign, which
so
came out
ridiculous.
3 days ago.
Right. That's
right?
Ridiculous. So I have no credibility at all. None.
I mean, and then the next one is Shawn Michaels, who's a former professional wrestler who got invited by the Pittsburgh Penguins to come watch a game because one of their successful lines on the Penguins is they call themselves the HBK Heartbreak Kid line. So they invited Shawn Michaels to a game. It's just really kind of willy-nilly as to what they put up there.
All right.
And
so let's,
not all of it timely.
Then let's go to the competitor Twitter. Victoria, what do you see trending on Twitter at this moment when we're talking about this? We've gotten Facebook, and sometimes we pay attention to Facebook as a trending source, but now let's go to Twitter as a trending source. What's there?
Well, Twitter has, they always do Good Friday, so which is not a religious thing, but that's always trending on Twitter on Fridays. Hashtag Mike Brown Forever is another thing that's trending right now. And Twitter's kind of all over the place, especially as the morning gets going. You know, the things that are more people are interested in, that tends to be
Mike Brown?
Are,
why don't I remember that name?
Michael Brown.
Ferguson.
Yeah, he was.
Ferguson. All right, that's it, yeah.
And then another hashtag that's starting to trend is stop the polling insanity. So I guess people are sick of political polls.
So here's my takeaway from both of those, Facebook and Twitter, is that there is no real news there. Yet we hear often that people will tell you they get their news from Facebook or they get their news from Twitter, and maybe it's the younger crowd, maybe it isn't. I don't know. I'm not going to point fingers. I'm just saying as an observer from the outside that in terms of getting news, if you're really serious and interested in what's going on, you don't go to either of those places to find out. You might find what people think about what's going on, but you will not find out in an authoritative way, in a credible way, what's going on.
Twitter's great for breaking news. You know, when you see a story that starts trending, you go, why is so-and-so trending? And then you do your own research and figure out. I mean, that's what I think Twitter is really good for, is giving you a starting point, I guess.
Okay, but
always get all my news from Twitter because of the news outlets that I follow. Uh-huh. So I don't really go by what's trending.
Right.
Yeah. But the trending thing, like Jen said, it is great for breaking news. Yeah. You know, yesterday when we were on the air, I looked at the trends, and that's when the Egypt Air started trending. So it is good for that.
All right. So the number three item this week, the Facebook anti-conservative bias focus, has been taken care of. We've dispatched that well. 15 past the hour here on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll You'll like it and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
I'm Bob Garrigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Here's an interesting question. If you send a text message to someone while they're driving and they cause a crash, should the injured person or their family be able to sue you? Two men in Pennsylvania have been sued after sending text messages to a driver who became distracted and struck and killed a motorcyclist. The judge is letting the case move forward, and personal injury lawyers around America are closely watching this because of the precedent it could set. However, when a similar case made it to court in 2012, a judge dismissed it, saying that it was the driver's responsibility to ignore such distractions. Let's be fair. It makes sense to hold drivers responsible for accidents they cause, but it's another thing to sue someone who wasn't even in the car. As one judge said, drivers are bombarded with many forms of distraction, and if he allowed a lawsuit against the person who sends a text message, lawsuits could then be filed against anyone who creates a distraction for drivers, like putting a sign by a side of a road. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
If you're a fan of great military movies like Saving Private Ryan and American Sniper, then you will love the GI Film Festival, coming to the D.C. area May 21st through the 29th. GIF is Sundance for the troops, where Hollywood and the military come together to screen incredible new movies, host parties, awards, and more. Plus, GIF is the only place where you can walk the red carpet with real military heroes and Hollywood stars like Gary Sinise and Val Kilmer. So don't wait. Get your tickets today at GIFilmFestival.com. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
18 after the hour on the Good Day Take on the countdown with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. Kara is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I don't know what to say about the air crash, except that what happens with people in these circumstances, they get silly. They cancel their flights. They don't want to go to a certain area. I mean, I understand the problem of not wanting to go to the Middle East. I wouldn't be too excited about going to the Middle East either. Were I to go. But there are those people who are afraid to go to Europe because they think, oh, my God, Paris, look at what happened there. And they want to go to Brussels. And then they put Europe all together. I don't want to go to England. I don't want to go to Germany. I don't want to go anywhere. I want to stay home. And so it'll affect, especially this time of year when people are making their plans, because it's the beginning of the summer travel season, people are making plans. Yeah. And it is wildly, my God, look at the prices of some of these tickets. My son is flying out in a couple of weeks to come home. Both my children are coming home for a week in June. And Brendan told me last night the prices were crazy. He had to fly to Atlanta to pick up a car, and it was $400 to go on Delta direct from L.A. to Atlanta.
Summer weekend, holiday weekend.
Yeah. And then, but then coming back from Boston to L.A. on Virgin, it's $208. It's, you know, it's the kind of stuff that is there. I saw prices of $800-$900 that you go to places that nobody would want to go to. So, all right, we're reviewing what's going on in the world of talk radio, the charts for this week, the 16th to the 20th of May.
Thank you. You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Coast to coast. 23 after the hour. Let me actually go through the charts. I haven't done it. I sort of get stuck once in a while. We find something that jumps out at us. Then I stop and we go through. When I say we, Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. She can pipe up anytime she wants to. Freedom of speech is what we value here. Victoria
yeah.
Keelan. Yeah, yeah. All right. So the official list, Sports Talk Radio number 10, Obama at number 9, TSA at number 8, what's going on in Brazil number 7, the battle against Daesh at number 6, the bathroom gender laws 5. I don't understand. At number 4 on the list, I sometimes openly disagree with the list. I don't get that there was a lot of conversation, not in my circle, or not that I heard, on Iran. I mean, I don't see this is dead, overdone.
Yeah.
It
did get a little bit of attention at the beginning of the week because of Ben Rhodes and the gaming, how it came out that they gamed the media, essentially, to sell the Iran deal. And I think that's probably why you see it.
They talking about the administration.
The Obama administration.
So it was the
right.
same deal. Okay, yes. I remember that I don't know if we said it on the air, or maybe I heard it someplace. The thing that is disturbing about this is that it reminds me of George Bush trying to do the same thing when we went into Iraq. It was the same kind of gaming. They both, all politicians, if they want to get their way.
But you actually had someone, I'll beg to differ with you only in this respect, and that is that Ben Rhodes came out and said, look, the media is a bunch of bubbleheads. Mm-hmm. They're in their 20s. They're idiotic. We can tell them whatever we want and get away with it. And essentially, there was no one on record like that with the Bush administration. I mean, it was maybe bad intelligence, and we can argue that it was bad intelligence, but it was what people believed at the time. This is now like, well, we pulled one over on you. So it's a little bit different. I didn't get that vibe after going into Iraq that it was someone trying to pull one over on us.
Oh, I did.
You didn't get that vibe from Karl
Not
Rove or from
yeah.
Cheney?
No,
I felt like they were constantly selling us a bill of goods that was worth nothing the whole time.
It wasn't
Never
those
got
guys.
That feeling.
Those guys are always the bad guys. I'm talking about people like Colin Powell, who went on the offensive for that deal. I'm not talking about the Iran nuclear deal. I'm talking about going into Iraq.
There were weapons of mass destruction there, though. They found evidence
baloney.
Of them being there. They never
Nonsense.
Found the weapons because they were moved to Syria. I mean, that's common knowledge.
No, it's not. Nope, I disagree. But it's okay.
Well, you can disagree.
I can.
I disagree with you. Disagree.
I disagree. And I disagree with you.
Hey, but
disagree
neither. But the good thing is neither of you are disagreeable. And that's Doug's mantra.
That's right.
I love
that. Yes.
But that's why we're talking about Iran this week, because it was a terrible deal. And also the Senate, the Congress wanted Ben Rhodes to appear, and he denied appearing in front of Congress for a review of what he had said. So,
you know what? I think we should spend a lot of time talking about the bad deals of the week. For example, getting
maybe
sushi.
We should do to do equal time. Maybe the good deal of the week and the bad deal of the week. How about that?
So, what's the bad deal of the week? Is this the bad deal of the week?
It's the bad deal of the century
year?
For me. Yeah,
no, not for the century.
It's a bad deal.
Iraq was a bad deal. It was a
we
deal
just
this
gave.
One.
That was worse.
Okay, that was not a deal. We just gave. Billions, 300 of them, by the way, back to Iran.
Yeah, it was a bad deal.
And we have now, United States has now become the leading state sponsor of terrorism because of our funds that we've given back to Iran.
This reminds me
not
of a conversation
okay.
I had with Meredith. As a matter of fact, I almost just said Meredith's name. Jennifer, we have spent $3 trillion in Iraq. $3 trillion. Has been spent in Iraq. Yeah.
There's a lot of good that came out of that.
What?
Girls went to school.
Oh.
We pulled out too soon. If we had stayed done in every other war zone, we're still in Korea. We're still in Japan. We're still in Germany. If we had stayed and not created the vacuum that we have created, there would have been a lot more. You would have seen the good continue to
and
trickle
you know
through.
Know what the saddest thing is? That the Barney rubble and the whole that town that Saddam created for his grandchildren all ruined in Iraq. Horrible. 28 past the hour.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for My Pillow. This is a different story now. My Pillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. My Pillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It just supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Dear Daddy, dear Mom,
I love you.
I miss you.
I'm proud to call you my father.
Every year, Snowball Express honors the children of fallen soldiers, heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation.
Snowball Express, in partnership with the American Veterans Center, is proud to introduce an American legend, Tony Orlando.
We can never repay the sacrifice our soldiers have made, but we can honor them by giving back to their children. Donate now at snowballexpress.org.
Hey, kids, what do you want to do on vacation this summer?
Wrestle alligators.
What?
I just want to sleep in.
That I can handle. America's Best Valuance Reward Program gives us late checkout.
Yes.
Room upgrade and a 15% discount, plus free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. And America's Best Valuance is part of the Vantage Hotels family of brands with over 1,200 hotels across North America.
More spots near alligators.
Dad, just go to VantageHotels.com.
Later, Gator.
it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-961-5842. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842. Again, 800-961-5842.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, wiping the slate clean and starting over again. This is the Good Day take on the talkers' top 10 items. So this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, going through the charts of the stories and the people every week. That's what we do. Now bringing in my Good Day colleagues, Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn are here. I want to go through the list of the people that are on the front page this week. Steph Curry at number 10. He's the NBA player, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Jason Chaffetz.
Jason Chaffetz.
I don't know him. You said he's in the House Oversight Committee.
Oh, he's very well known. Yeah, he's a congressman from Utah.
Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. He's very well known. That's a slap in the face. I said I didn't know who he was, and you said, oh, he's very well known.
Well,
so
he is. I'll tell you why.
I must be a dummy.
I don't know who he is, but I don't know who he is either. You're definitely not a dummy. But yes, you are. No, I'm just kidding. No. Jason Chaffetz has been in the news quite a bit over the last year, especially. He's become a really loud voice in the House. He is a Republican out of Utah. He's the head of the Government Oversight Committee. And this week, the reason he would be trending is that he was the one that was pushing for an interview or a review with Ben Rhodes and the Obama administration. Denied that request for Ben Rhodes to appear before the House. He also just a few months ago.
Refresh everybody's memory.
Ben Rhodes was the person who came out we just spoke about who said that he sold the media a bill of goods about the Iran deal. Essentially,
he being John Kerry and Barack Obama.
Ben Rhodes, yes,
he did the selling.
Correct. Okay. Right. Yeah. So Chaffetz was also up for Speaker of the House before Paul Ryan said, I'll do it. Remember when he was playing coy and he was like, no. Jason Chaffetz was up there running against
me,
Kevin McCarthy.
Pick me. It's me. Yeah. I want to do it.
Yeah. But wah-wah.
Uh-huh. So much for that. All right. So let's see. Other names on this list, the people list from Talkers, Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
The Democrats. She's the head of the DNC.
Yeah.
And the Democrats now, a lot of them anyway, are actually calling for her resignation.
See you later,
in fact,
alligator. Yeah.
This week on MSNBC's Morning Joe, Mika Brzezinski said that she should resign. Van Jones on CNN said he would rather have Reince Priebus in charge of the Democratic Party. And all of it stems from that ugly skirmish between Bernie supporters and Hillary supporters at that Nevada convention over the
weekend.
Yeah, she's always been useless, I think. All right, let's see. John Kerry is number 7, Mark Zuckerberg number 6, Bill Clinton number 5, Bernie Sanders 4, Hillary Clinton 3, Barack Obama 2, and Donald Trump in the number 1 position on the people list, according to the Talkers charts for this week. Donald Trump has done something that everybody, or not everybody, but many people said, nah, look, why, he'll fall down here, and he didn't. He'll misstep there. No, he didn't do that. It's not going to work over here. Well, it worked. And so it goes on and on and on. Can you see Donald Trump as president? I can. I'm not saying that it necessarily is the best choice, but under the circumstances, we got the two that seem to be in the top of the heap. That would be the way I'd go, depending on who he chooses for vice president. He better be smart about that. But I think he's getting smarter. Was it smart for him to be interviewed by Megyn Kelly this week? Who won there?
You know, I think it was, you know, they both benefited a lot from this contentious relationship that they had with each other. I don't know if there was a winner in that special. The questions were sort of weird. It was awkward in moments, and the ratings were really soft. So I don't know if it really even, if it even really mattered so much. I think he definitely, I mean, they both done some winning. She's releasing books and on the cover of Vanity Fair, and he
which
is,
would never have happened without this
never.
Trump controversy.
No. And he and is actually, probably going to be president.
Yeah, and Jennifer and I were actually saying, I think during one of the breaks earlier this week, we were talking about Megyn Kelly appearing on Andy Cohen's show, Watch What Happens Live on Bravo, which
never would have happened a year ago.
So
never.
I think she's the clear winner out of all this.
I think she's very bad at what she does.
Well, I don't think she's good at what she does, but I think she's the winner in this scenario.
So I want to wonder, I'm wondering, now, let's get down to brass tacks. This is going to sound really sexist, and so be it. You do what you want with it.
Hang on, I'm buckling up.
The only reason that she's there is that you look at the people that Roger Ailes hires at Fox. Is she cut above, the same, or below most of them? I find Gretchen Carlson to have, of all the people that I've seen there, to have the most credibility and to have the most value. That's just me.
Plus, you think she's the prettiest.
Yeah. Well, I thought Hasselbeck was good. Hasselbeck is she?
She's
Come on. But she has grown. I think you give her credit for her at least growing between the two experiences that she had. Is she the most intelligent, or is she going to be the best at what she does? Probably not.
I totally disagree with you about Megyn Kelly. I think that Megyn Kelly, when she first started, was probably the standout female reporter. Actually, maybe the standout reporter just in general on Fox News, aside from maybe like Brett Baer and Shepard Smith. They're both really good reporters.
Is she getting an unfair shake then because she's being caught with all the rest of the blondes at Fox?
Here's what the problem is, though, is that when she had this debate, she became the henchwoman for Fox. Clearly, she was doing this under boss's orders, right? Roger Ailes said, you need to really hammer Trump. And so she's taking orders.
Yeah.
And essentially, she got a taste of what it feels like to become the celebrity. And here's the slippery slope. When a journalist becomes the story, that's when there's a real problem.
Yep.
I loved Megyn Kelly up until that point. And then I couldn't stand watching her because it was like everything was about me. One of the questions she asked Donald Trump, she started things off with, let's talk about us. I mean, it's, you know, it's always me.
Right.
And
right.
That's not, to me, that's not okay. Then go become an actor or a host. Don't be parading as a journalist when it's about me all the time. Because a good journalist keeps himself out of the story.
Right. That's
great. With that. That's
and
a good
you know
observation.
What? To wit, the conversation this week about Morley Safer, never in his career has he been talked about until he died. It was always the story.
I have to be completely honest with you. I consume all of this stuff. You guys hear me. I consume media, especially news media, a lot. Had no idea who he was. I'm
Morley
embarrassed
Safer?
To tell you that. Had no idea until he died who Morley Safer. No.
Isn't that interesting?
You know, when I looked him up, because I Googled him when he died earlier this week, and I Googled him, and I was expecting a different picture. So I knew the name.
That's
I knew
to
the
me,
name.
but I think I confused him with Mike Wallace.
But that's commendable, because I shouldn't know his name. I should know his work. I should remember him for his contribution, not necessarily who he was. That's the beauty of the job that he did. I think it's a compliment, actually.
Well, yeah. That sort of speaks to what I'm just talking about. You didn't know who he was necessarily, although somebody like me who's been around for a little bit longer has a degree of attention that was paid to 60 Minutes, because a lot of the things I've talked about over the years, including recently the 28-page thing, comes from discussions that have been presented on that TV show. That TV show has garnered a lot of attention, and reasonably it has garnered a lot of attention, because it does what good journalism, in my estimation, or what I was taught about journalism. I'm not a journalist. Don't claim to be. Don't want to be. I'm a talking head, and so are the two of you. But when you get right down to brass tacks, the really good information that you get from television programs like that, the investigative work that really means something, that does something, not the investigative stuff of the I team on the local stations where they look to see, well, how many pizza boxes have been sold by the local pizza company. That's really, who cares? That stuff is meaningless, as in most of the local news stations and programs are meaningless, because they don't do local news. What they do is they masquerade a local newscast. They say, oh, we're going to start our local news at 4 a.m. What does that mean? Well, a local newscast, in my mind, means you cover the local news. That's how I was taught. You're going to do local news, you better go find out who's been in an auto crash. You better find out who's in the hospital. You better find out what the city council did last night. You better know what went on in the governor's mansion. But you don't. I'm not going to do a local newscast and feature a story from the Middle East. What am I doing that? But why do I need you? I don't need you.
Well, especially in this day and age with cable news,
right.
I think that's it's a good point. I mean, in L.A., where I live in Los Angeles, you would never see local news covering city council or the Board of Supervisors or any of that, unless it's something controversial like the minimum wage or something. I mean, you would never see them say,
there's no originality, no creativity. It's all follow the leader, and it's garbage.
Well, and a lot of it's paid now. If you notice on local news, and I'm sure it's like this in other cities, too. They go around and do these dining segments where they're getting, you know, they go to restaurants, or they go to fairs, or the circus is in town. And
That's news. Hello. 44 past the hour. A word about what's happening at Hofstra University. I want to thank, first of all, the people at WRHU for hosting me and my program, the Countdown as well. This is a fabulous school for communication. And Michael Harrison from Talkers chose Hofstra to have our annual convention this year. It's this weekend at Hofstra because he's a graduate of Hofstra. A lot of great radio and television personalities have come out of this radio station, out of these studios over the years. And I would tell you that there needs to be a lot more of this sort of thing on good radio. There's a fabulous opportunity for the right people that are coming along, not just in radio, but in the spoken word formats. And it isn't just on the radio. The kinds of things that we're all learning about when it comes to the new media. So I take my hat off to schools like Hofstra. Congratulations. And it's good to be here for the Talkers Seminar, this year in New York. I'm Doug Steffen. We will continue with an overview here in a couple more minutes on one or two of the big items of the week on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
Sun's out and even couch potatoes are getting outside. But did you know 70% of your immune system resides in your gut? Culturelle's new ProWell 3-in-1 complete formula promotes digestive, immune, and heart health. Here's Dr. Carrie Peterson, a specialist in internal medicine.
A healthy digestive system plays a vital role in your overall health and well-being. Taking probiotics can reduce occasional upset and restore the natural balance of healthy bacteria in the digestive tract. The omega-3s promote cardiovascular function.
And don't forget your eyes.
Intense radiation from the sun can damage vision and cause fine lines around the eyes. Sunglasses are a must.
Prescription shades can cost $200 or more. Solar Shield fitsovers are fashionable, worn alone, or over eyeglasses. The clip-ons fit any type of frames and all for under $25. Both feature 100% protection from dangerous UVA, UVB rays and polarized lenses that eliminate glare. For more information, go to videopump.tv.
Enthusiasts, come out to the 11th Nashville Nationals on May 13th through the 15th at the Nissan Stadium. On Friday and Sunday, have your chance to ride Autocross for Kids to benefit the Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer, empowering the children and their families faced with pediatric cancer. To learn more, visit hatcherfoundation.org/autocross.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, IVC Advocates with principal office in Temecula, California, is responsible for the content of this ad.
Attention, this is an important announcement for anyone who had surgery to implant a blood clot device. If you or a loved one had a surgery in the past 10 years and your doctor used an IVC filter to trap blood clots, call 800-689-0335 now. These devices can be life-threatening and you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. The FDA is evaluating adverse events caused by these blood clot devices, which can lead to complications and serious injury. Call 800-689-0335 right now. These devices could break and lead to serious injury. Call now as time is limited. Call 800-689-0335. If you or a loved one has one of these dangerous blood clot devices, as you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-689-0335. That's 800-689-0335. 800-689-0335.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. We don't pay enough attention to the names, the people. There are a lot of folks who want to hear what the issues are, but we don't spend enough time, I don't think, on the countdown talking about the people who are being in the news. And it's obvious that if we're looking at the top four or five, it's going to be the political people like Trump and Obama and Clinton and Sanders and that group. But I think the attention given to Mark Zuckerberg this week was very interesting. I also think that because of the passing of Morley Safer, people were talking about people who are really good at that sort of journalism, because it's real journalism. Mike Wallace was superb, another name to remember. Or some of the older, I'm thinking about Harry Reasoner, who was on that program for a long time, but it was quite a long time ago. I mean, think of the people that have come through those hallowed halls of 60 Minutes. Great television program, and it makes for great radio as well. All right, a couple of more moments here on the countdown, an overview of what's going on conversationally as the Middle East is one of the important factors in the story column. Be interesting to see how this gets treated over the weekend and into next week. The top general of the military says that the Libyan government has asked for U.S. troops to go over there. Yet another involvement in another area in the fight against Daesh. Yes or no? Should troops be sent to Libya? That'll be a question that people will be asking. Hosts will be asking their audience. All right, let's say the two of you, Victoria and Jennifer.
I would say at this point, no, and here with an asterisk, and that's because I personally don't trust this president to maintain boots on the ground, per se. I don't know that he's in the position to do that. I don't think he would do that. Perhaps under a different president, maybe that leadership would be there. But I think there are just other things that we can do at this point with this particular leader that would prevent us from having to put boots on the ground.
Right, I'm just anti adding more lives in direct danger. So I know it's necessary sometimes, but my gut instinct is, and my first reaction is always, no boots on the ground.
And,
regardless of whoever the leader
none
is.
None of this is necessary. All these lives that have been killed in Iraq and all these people that have been killed in Afghanistan, all go back to Vietnam, go to any of these things. It's just a complete waste. All right, 50 minutes past the hour, countdown version of Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello, awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
The weakening of our bones over time is gender blind and poses a significant threat to men as well as women. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. Osteoporosis is often thought of as a female disease, but don't be fooled. It affects millions of men as well. And as for women, it's a silent disease, progressing without symptoms until a fracture occurs. However, when men get hip fractures, mortality is actually greater than for women. Stigma plays a role in poor diagnosis. Early detection for men is complicated by the fact that the fairer sex are routinely screened for osteoporosis after a fracture with a bone density scan or DEXA. That's not so for the fellas. So, gentlemen, what do you need to do? Get informed. Take a proactive stance and ask your doctor whether you are at risk. Bone up on proper nutrition and exercise to slow bone loss. And check your pride at the door. Brittle and broken bones are not a sign of manhood.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. I thought you would find, as followers of fashion here, it interesting to know who some of the talk radio hosts are on this list. This is a program about lists, and normally it takes the task of what people are talking about to task in the forefront of our conversations, but not often do we talk about the hosts themselves. So every year, the editors of Talkers, with input from a lot of industry leaders, present the most important radio talk show hosts in America. It's become a pretty popular feature. You can see it, find it, read it at talkers.com, called the Heavy 100. The hosts, oftentimes, this information is based on sheer numbers, but there are other things that they take into account, like what other things are these hosts doing? Are they just doing radio? Are they doing television? How far does their impact go? Do they have longevity? How long have their programs been heard? That kind of stuff. The talent. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things that go into the deciding of who's on this list. The host, one of the caveats is the hosts have to be working at the time. So we don't have any posthumous people on this list. Must have a regularly scheduled professional show on the air. Let's see here. I'm looking in. And what has been the case before is that there were sports talk hosts that were in this list, but they've taken those out. Folks and talkers think there are too many people in the sports world and enough good talkers to be on the list. So I'm going to start from the top instead of the bottom, because I know I won't get through all of the Heavy 100 anyway in the time that I have allotted. But I'm just going to take the top 1 through 20, maybe 20. Let's see how much time we have, because I may have a little
anecdotal information about Rush Limbaugh, for example, who's number one. No surprise there. He's been on the air for 28 years, started in August of 1988 during the Rush Limbaugh program, coming from Sacramento, and is still going strong, still has a strong, solid following, and can keep doing this for as long as he wants to. Pretty much the same could be said for the number two person on the talkers list of the Heavy 100, Sean Hannity, who's on in the afternoon after Limbaugh. Affable guy. I happen to like him personally a lot. We've all been around. We all know each other, and it's a small group, actually. It's kind of like the Senate of the U.S., a small club of people that mostly has respect for one another, even if we don't. I'm not one who listens much to Limbaugh myself or Hannity, but I have great regard for what they do and what they've done. So anyway, Hannity, number two. Dave Ramsey is in the number three position for the first time this year. He's made it into the top three. Deserves the credit, deserves the accolades. Has come, this guy was bankrupt when he started doing this. He decided he better learn about money, and so he turned that into a lifestyle. He's turned it into a national brand. He's done a superb job with his family and the people that he works with. He has 300 people working for him now in his enterprise. So nothing but accolades and kudos go to Dave Ramsey. Number three on the top Talkers list of the Heavy 100. Number four is Mark Levin. Mark, my mother used to say, if you don't have something good to say about somebody, then don't say anything. He's not the kind of guy I like listening to on the air, but obviously a lot of people do because he's in the number four position. Pretty good guy. Interesting background. I've been involved in politics most of his professional career, and so he's in that fourth position. Number five is Glenn Beck, who was on in the morning from 9 until noon. He's no stranger to controversy either. Been involved in lots of talk this week about Mark Zuckerberg and what Facebook had to say or didn't have to say regarding conservative conversations at Facebook. He's credible. I think he's very interesting. I'm fascinated by him and his story, frankly. So on the talkers list of heavy talkers, number five is Glenn Beck. Number six is Howard Stern. He used to be number two for a long time, but has been on the air less. I find him important because of the television work he's doing and some of the other things he's doing, not only just the Sirius XM radio program. Here's a guy who makes $80 million this year, and he'll do 3 hours a day for 3 days a week. But he's got television influence, and by the way, his style, his signature on the air, he's fabulous. He's been a great help to the talk radio industry. Rounding out the top 10, Michael Savage, who is on in the evenings. I don't think there's not much you need to say about him. Pretty much everybody knows what his shtick is. He's number seven on that list. Joe Madison, who's called the Black Eagle, is on Sirius XM. Very influential in the world of black conversation, black radio, black television, and certainly in terms of what his influence is in Washington, very, very, very strong. Tom Hartman, who is a left-of-center host, is in the number nine position, does a really good radio program, and Mike Gallagher from Salem is in the number 10 spot. Those are the top 10 hosts on the talkers list, the Heavy 100, and I'm happy to give you that information to chew on. Check out the whole list at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.